الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرأة إذا صلت خمسها وصامت شهرها وأحسنت فرجها وطاعت بعلها فلتدخل من أي أبواب الجنة شاءت أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على محمد وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. Respected brothers and my respected mothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was favored to recite a hadith from the vast treasures of the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is reported by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. He states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a Muslim sister, when she performs a 5 times salah with punctuality and she fasts in the month of Ramadan and she safeguards her chastity, and further on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions she obeys her husband in those matters which are stipulated by the Sharia, then regarding this Muslim sister, this mu'min sister, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell her to enter Jannah from whichever door she wants to enter from the doors of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us, brothers, sisters, both, with the bounty of Iman. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah time and again mentions that we are told to show gratitude, shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. From these ni'mats and blessings and ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the biggest favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done us with is that He has given us the quality of Iman, the sifat of Iman. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah time and again mentions that just as we show gratitude, shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regarding to other bounties, other ni'mats, we should also show gratitude specifically, especially taking out time and showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this particular favor, the favor of Iman. And furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored us that He made us from the ummah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such great ummah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself mentions, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حُرِّمَتْ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ حَتَّى أَدْخُلَهَا, that Jannah has become haram upon all the Anbiya, all the Prophets, until I enter into Jannah. وَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حُرِّمَتْ عَلَى الْأُمَمِ حَتَّى تَدْخُلَهَا أُمَّتِي. And Jannah has become haram upon each and every nation until my nation, my ummah will enter Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us with the bounty of Iman. After accepting Iman, after believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the prophet of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Iman has some demands. In order to safeguard our Iman, in order to stay steadfast on this Iman which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, till we breathe our last, till we enter into Jannah, this Iman has some demands. If we are to fulfill these demands, then we will be successful in this world and in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Verily those people who say that our Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, i.e. they bring this quality of Iman in their hearts. And then, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. They stay steadfast on this Iman. How do they stay steadfast on this Iman? They carry out each and every obligation, each and every hukm, each and every order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stipulated upon them. This is what is called istiqama. And our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah time and again mentions that if you are to ponder over the Quran, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever He mentions the quality of Iman, the people who believe, the believers, together with that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions good deeds, nek a'mal, good actions. These are the demands of this Iman. This is what Iman demands from us. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands from us. If we have this quality of Iman, and after accepting Iman, after bringing Iman, our aqaid, our beliefs regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beliefs regarding the day of Qiyamah, our beliefs regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beliefs regarding Qabr, our beliefs regarding angels, our beliefs regarding Taqdeer, affirm, are in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has demanded from us. Then the next stage comes, the stage of A'mal, the stage of actions. If a person's Iman, he has Iman in himself, but his life is void, he does not have good actions in his life, for this person, Husna Khatima, for this person, death upon Iman is very difficult. Because his Iman is not firm, at the time of death, Shaitan will very easily snatch away this quality of Iman, snatch away this Iman from his heart. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time and again in the Quran mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ. Verily those people who bring Iman, and after bringing Iman, they carry out good deeds, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ. For them are gardens under which rivers will be flowing. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Verily those people who bring Iman, and after bringing Iman, they carry out good deeds, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, they are the best of the creation. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Verily those people who bring Iman, bring this quality of Iman in their hearts, and they carry out good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instill love of those people in the hearts of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them acceptance. So, dearest brothers, dearest mothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His sheer grace and mercy, has bestowed us and has favored us with this quality of Iman. What do we need to do? We need to focus on our amal salihah. Good actions, good deeds. And our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentions time and again regarding this point too. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not differentiated. That only the menfolk, only the males will go into Jannah who bring iman and carry out good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another ayah mentions, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. When the Quran was being revealed, the sisters of those time, the thought occurred in their minds, or used to occur in their minds. And in each and every juncture, we see that the menfolk are forward. They are ahead of us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically revealed this ayah. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. That person who carries out good deed, whether he be a male or whether he be a female, in which condition? In the condition of iman, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. He has this quality of iman in his heart. So he has iman, and he carries out good deeds. Iman and amal saliha. What will we give him? What will we give this particular person? فَلَنُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We will certainly give him a life, a good life, in his life. حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. The Mufassirun mentioned, most of the Mufassirun mentioned regarding this, فَلَنُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. What is حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا? Good life. We will certainly give him a life with his good. Most of the Mufassirin mentioned that we will give him a good life in this world. I.e., he will never be struck with poverty. He will never be struck with destruction. He will never be afflicted with any musibah, with any distress, with any taklif. And his life will go smoothly until he enters into Jannah. And some Mufassirun are of the opinion that فَلَنُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We will certainly give him a good life. That means the life of the hereafter will be good for him. He will enter into Jannah. Once he goes into the Qabr will be the gardens from the gardens of paradise. When he goes onto the Sirat, he will pass through the speed of lightning. When he goes into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the book of deeds in his right hand. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the glad tidings of Jannah. And some Mufassirun have gone more deeper into it, into the meaning of Hayatun Tayyibah. They mention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring grief in his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring poverty in his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him go through the process of musibah and afflictions. And he will see one affliction going, the next affliction comes. One musibah goes by and the next musibah comes. One affliction goes by and then another affliction. Today he is sick, tomorrow his father is sick, tomorrow his mother is sick, tomorrow his wife is sick, tomorrow the children are sick. Today he is rich, tomorrow he is bankrupt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring afflictions upon afflictions. But this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this hayat tayyibah, him being a mu'min, the sifat of iman, and doing good deeds, good actions in his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him two things. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the quality of qana'ah, content. His heart will become content. Whatever condition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put him in, this heart will remain content. And the second quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instill in him this thought, that this dunya is for a little period of time. This affliction, this musibah, this poverty, this sickness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, my wife, my children, my father, my mother, my brother, whoever in my family, is only temporary. It's only temporary for a little period of time. Once I go into the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept so many things for me in Jannah al-Firdaws. So respected brothers, and my respected mothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the quality of iman. Now we have to strive to bring the quality of a'mal salih into our lives. And this is what is called taqwa. That you save yourself
from each and every disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and carry out each and every commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is called amal salih. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another ayah mentions regarding the same thing. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَةِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ وَلَا يُذْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا. That those persons, those people who carry out good deeds, مَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَةِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ, that person, whether he is a male or a female, and he has this quality of iman in his heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them direct entry into Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not oppress them a little bit. So, my respected brothers, my respected friends, we need to bring this quality into our lives, the quality of a'mal salihah. Each and every opportunity we get, each and every juncture we come across, if it is the time when we have to safeguard ourselves from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll stay away from this. And if we are given the opportunity to do any good deed, any good action, which brings the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will carry it out. But in order to stay steadfast on this iman and a'mal salih, and in order to bring this quality of a'mal salih into our lives, we need to value each and every moment of our life. We need to stay away from each and every la'ani. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Asr, Wal-Asr, Innal insana lafi khusr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath upon time, Wal-Asr. And then he mentions, Innal insana lafi khusr. Beshak, verily humanity is in loss, in great loss. Except for those people, Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Except for those people who bring iman and have good actions in their life, they carry out good actions, they will not be in loss. Why? Because they will value each and every moment of their life by carrying out good deeds. What is la'ani? La'ani, our respected Sheikh Hafidhahullah mentions time and again, la'ani is that thing, that amal, that action, which neither brings benefit in this world nor in the hereafter. Today we look into our lives, whether it be the male gender, whether it be the female gender, whether awam, whether khawas, each and every person is indulging la'ani. Things that bring no pleasure, neither benefit in this world nor in the hereafter. And sometimes, this la'ani, our respected Sheikh Hafidhahullah mentions, that the boundary of la'ani is meeting the boundary of ma'asiyah, very near. A person comes towards la'ani, and very easily he will go into ma'asiyah. He will enter into those boundaries which will bring him to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَى سَاعَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى. That when the people of Jannah will enter into Jannah, just imagine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them each and every bounty in Jannah. But they will regret upon those moments of their life wherein they did not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, i.e. their life, the moments of their life was spent in those actions, in those moments, which did not bring them benefit in this world, not in the hereafter. And so many objects, so many things, so many applications, so many things on the internet, so many things on the mobile phone, are indulging the Muslim ummah in this la'ani, things that don't bring benefit in this world, not in the hereafter. Take the example of WhatsApp. People will think what I'm speaking is extreme. It's not extreme. Take the example of WhatsApp. People say WhatsApp, it's our respected Sheikh Hafidhahullah always mentions, you have to weigh each and everything looking at the advantages and disadvantages of this particular action. Whenever you carry out something, look at the advantages or the disadvantages. If the disadvantages outweigh the advantages, then that thing becomes, for that particular person, that he should stay away from that particular object, that particular thing. Today the whole Muslim ummah is indulged in internet, browsing the internet, browsing the WhatsApp, browsing chat rooms, browsing Twitters, browsing Facebooks, and what so you call, which I even that doesn't even come to my mind. But the young Muslims, the young whether male, whether female, I indulge in it. And this objects, these things that bring la'ani, which bring neither benefit in the neither benefit in this world nor in the hereafter, is destroying the culture of our families. The wife is busy chatting on the WhatsApp. The husband is busy chatting on the WhatsApp. The children are busy chatting on the WhatsApp, Twitter, Facebook. The culture of the family, the fiber of the family is being destroyed. And then we come to the ulama, that look at the children, look after my child now, because he's gone onto the wrong path. You will be responsible for your children. Why? Because you did not give them that ample time, that precious time. The precious time is being spent on those items, those things, which bring neither benefit in this world nor in the hereafter. And people say, we are benefiting from it. So I say, yes, benefit. You should benefit from it. You should. Once you get the grip of it, once you have learned from the mashayikh and from the ulama how to use these things, then we say you should use it. But till you do not learn how to use these things, these objects, these applications, then stay away from it. Stay away from it. Before, people used to gather. We used to go into majalis, and then we used to gather and we used to do backbiting. And people say, oh, do not go into this gathering. So we have stopped the gatherings. But look at the backbiting we do on WhatsApp. Look at the backbiting we do on Twitters. Look at the backbiting and slandering we do on Twitters and Facebooks. Each and every article we receive, each and every message we receive is being forwarded. Without even verifying it, whether this article, this hadith, this particular thing, is it right or wrong. Videos are being sent. And people just browse through the windows, videos. Videos which have bring no benefit in this world, nor in the hereafter. And I'll go further more. The husband and wife both sitting together. The husband is chatting with someone else. And the wife is chatting with someone else. Haram. So who would say this is permissible? Who will give you permissibility of this? Who will say this is bringing benefit to us in this world? It is destroying your world and it is destroying your hereafter. So my respected friends, my respected brothers and my respected sisters, stay away from each and everything which bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which bring no benefit in this world nor hereafter. If you want to come onto amal saliha, if you want to safeguard your iman, if you want to bring those qualities which our pious predecessors had in themselves, if you want to follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from each and every disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then stay away from each and every la ya'ani, each and everything that brings no benefit in this world and the hereafter. Gossip after gossip. Wherever we sit, we start gossiping about people. Do you know about this person, what happened in his family? Do you know about what happened in this family? Do you know what is going on there? You know what happened to this person? He's having problems with his wife. He's having problems with his husband. He's having problems with his mother. He's having problems with his father. Gossip after gossip. La ya'ani. And these same people, if you were to ask them, how much Quran do you read? How many nawafil do you carry out? How much dhikr you do during the day? The Muslim sisters, when they asked, we do not get time in the home. We are busy with the children, we are busy with work. But these same people, they are busy chatting on WhatsApp. They are busy browsing through the internet. They are busy through Twitter, through Facebook. Where is the time coming? We need to reflect and do muhasaba ourselves, my respected brothers and respected sisters. If we do not do muhasaba and if we do not reckon ourselves, then we will be going into loss and loss and loss and loss. Until the time comes when Malakul Maut will be there in order to take away our ruh. And at that time we will have nothing but to just say that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what have we done with our lives? And when we go into the hereafter, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask about each and every action we had done in this world, each and every moment we had spent, where did you spend your life? Where was your life spent? How did you spend your life? We will have nothing to reply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I leave you with this message that from today onwards, in order to safeguard the iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, what we need to do is stay away from each and every la'ani, each and everything that brings no benefit in this world and the hereafter. And together with that, stay away from each and every disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are to do that, we'll have this college, we will be able to safeguard our iman. And if you are to be able to safeguard our iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a good life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter us into Jannah. And I leave you with this, with the same hadith that I recited in the beginning. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in al-mar'atu idha sallat khamsa, that when a Muslim sister performs each and every salah, 5 times salah she performs, wasamat shahra, and the fast, she fasts in the month of Ramadan. Just a point for the sisters here, that most of the sisters listening to talks of the ulama, coming into such gatherings, they start performing salah. They come on to salah. They will perform their 5 times salah. But the salah which are remaining, the qadha salah, the namaz they had missed, the salah they had missed after they become baligh, they have to go to reliable ulama, they have to contact reliable muftis and work out how many salah, how many namazes they have missed, and try and finish off this salah. Further on, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions wasamat shahraha, that this particular Muslim sister, she fasts in the month of Ramadan. Here also I would like to mention one point, that the sisters, they fast in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with iman. She will keep fast in the month of Ramadan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some days of the month of Ramadan, when the Muslim sister goes through the period of impurity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed her not to keep fast. What do the Muslim sisters do? They will leave their fasting in the month of Ramadan because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed them to stay away from it. But once the month of Ramadan is finished, and when they come back to the state of purity, they will not keep qadha of their rozas. They will not finish their, and these rozas will keep on piling up until they say, oh, I've got 100, 200, 300 rozas to finish now. So as soon as the month of Ramadan finishes, before the next Ramadan comes, a Muslim sister should do the qadha of those fasts that she had missed in the month of Ramadan. Further on, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions wa ahsanat farjaha, that she, the Muslim sister, she looks after her chastity. She only goes towards those actions which are permissible for her. And further on, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says wa ata'at ba'laha, that she is obedient to her husband, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell her on the day of Qiyamah that enter into Jannah from whatever do she wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make more of